News from Iraq is mostly filled with stories of sectarian violence, Sunnis and Shiites kidnapping, killing, and torturing each other. But often overlooked in Iraq's strife is the persecution of members of minority religions, Mahdiyans, Shabaks, and Christians. On this Christmas Day, Iraq's Christians have little to celebrate. Midnight Mass was canceled due to the standing 9 p.m. curfew, and many Christians are choosing to stay home out of fear. NPR's Joel Riddle reports from Baghdad.
Abdullah Al-Nufali is head of the Endowment for Religious Minorities in Iraq. The endowment is an official governmental organization that helps manage relations between church and state. He's a stocky man, in his late 50s, clean-shaven, wearing a suit and tie. He says priests and churches have been the targets of religious violence. A wave of explosions targeting churches started in August of 2004. In one day, six churches were blown up in Baghdad and Mosul, he says. Other waves of explosions followed, and now the abductions have started.
We had an archbishop kidnapped in Mosul. This year, two priests were kidnapped and killed. One priest was decapitated and his hands cut off, and the other was also killed, the body mutilated. And in Baghdad, six priests were kidnapped from the biggest Christian sect.
Nufali says this sort of violence has had a chilling effect on the way Christians are celebrating Christmas. He says this year there are less celebrations than last. He says people that live amid such death and destruction need to celebrate to help forget, if only just for a few hours, the sorrows their daily lives are filled with. Nufali says it's even hard to find a place to buy a Christmas tree.
Last year, if you went to the markets, you'd find Christmas trees everywhere. Now you find them only in narrow alleys. Some merchants are even afraid to display them.
Abu Yasser is one of those merchants. Together with his son, he has set up shop along a wall just down the street from a church. They warm themselves next to a fire of Christmas tree scraps. A look of unease flashes across his face with every passing car. Last year was better than this year, he says, and the year before that, better still. It seems every year we sell less. One of Yasser's customers, an engineer who simply calls himself Mazen, agrees.
I doubt we'll be able to go to church this Christmas because not even our clerics have been spared. For them to carry out our rituals, they have to be here, but they have left the country.
Fearing religious persecution, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have left their homeland, most to Jordan and Syria. While this mass immigration separates families of all religions, it has hit the Christians hard, who are attacked by both Sunni and Shia. Abdullah Nufali, the head of the Endowment for Religious Minorities in Iraq.
Syria and Jordan are only about 1.5 million Iraqis. I can tell you half of them are Christians.
There are 1.5 million Iraqis in Syria and Jordan. I can say that half of them are Christians. There used to be more than 1 million Christians in Iraq. We are now about 5% of the population. Now, there is less than half of that population.
Nufali says that the Sabaean Mondains, a Christian offshoot adhering to the teachings of John the Baptist, have undertaken their largest migration in their 2,000-year history. And for Christians in Basra and other southern provinces, Nufali estimates that 75% have fled either to the relative safety of the Kurdish north or out of the country altogether. In Baghdad, where Christians are being intimidated by Sunni extremists, just finding a star for that Christmas tree has become a chore. Abu Reina, a shop owner who sells Christmas decorations, has had to cut back on advertising.
Next year, seeing how things are going, I think all the shops will be closed. Each year we used to exhibit our goods outside the shops, but now we are afraid to show anything. This year, we've lost our regular customers because we had to take down our sign. We are afraid to show anything.
That, in many ways, is the story of Christmas in Baghdad. Fear. Fear to celebrate, fear to worship, and fear to shop. Mazen, the engineer buying the Christmas tree, says it has become a must for Christians to overcome their fear. They are forced to do it, he says, so that their children will not forget. And adds, his generation, the old, have already lost the Christmas spirit altogether. Joel Riddle, NPR News, Baghdad.